We have some announcements this morning for you. Of course, every Sunday morning at 0900, we meet in the room back here for prayer before services of Sunday school. All are welcome, of course. There will be no Wednesday night service this week or choir rehearsal. And you can also read that there will be a cleanup day, church-wide cleanup, including decorating the sanctuary for Christmas on the 3rd of December at 0900. Also, our next potluck supper is going to occur on the 11th of December. Bring your favorite meal and enjoy other people's favorite meal. Our annual meeting will take place on the 15th of January. That's open to members and non-members. There's no election at this present year, but it will be the annual church business meeting. Please join me in prayer, please. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father, in this season of our Thanksgiving gatherings, evermore we should search your written word and your revealing of yourself to your creation by your glorious presence among men through the ages in the many ways, mysterious and yet loving all the same. Lord, there we find your leading of a wandering and stubborn people, preparing from among them servants for yourself, whom you strengthened beyond even their understanding. These were and still are those who know you from your word, and that to be still before you and to wait upon you is to know you as Lord and to know you as God Most High, the Almighty God who will not be mocked, neither in ages past nor in this age as well. Lord, we then pray, Lord, now in stillness, laying aside all cares to listen and to even taste and see the great things that you have done in your word and even greater things that you have promised. And this to your faithful in this age, all according to your plan and purposes. Yes, Lord, you alone are faithful. You alone are true to your creation. Your word tells of our redemption from the death penalty of our sin and the restoration of creation as you intended in the beginning. For your word reveals that faith alone reckons mankind under your righteousness declared from your throne in heaven. Never could the blood of bulls and goats become remission for sin, and that by faith we worship the Lamb who was slain, who shed blood alone you found as the only acceptable sacrifice, adequate unto the eternal forgiveness of all sin, of whosoever will believe according to the Holy Scriptures. Lord, you are our calling, our hope, our joy. Ever we must serve you for just who you are, our true thanksgiving. Lord, eternal and manifestly visible to your faithful, your children, who now bless your holy name this morning, as your word has instructed, is our reasonable service and worship of you. I pray these things in Jesus' name this morning. Amen. We're in the book of Psalms this morning for our scripture. You care to read along? Psalm 100. I hope to have new lenses soon. There's been a lot of things in the way of getting that prescription filled. Bear with me. Psalm 100. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. and His truth endures to all generations.
Giving being the most difficult day for pastors to prepare sermons for, and I found it quite easy. I found it hard to stop, and so today I will let everyone out by at least 1:30. By the way, where did everybody go? They must have thought I was speaking today. We've got a lot of folks missing. But those of you that are here, boy, it's good to see you, and I thank you for being here, and you are such an encouragement to me to look out and see your smiling faces. The story is told about a man and his wife who were anticipating spending Thanksgiving Day alone. And it troubled them. Had one son and one daughter. The son lived out on the West Coast. The daughter lived on the East Coast. And mom and dad were sort of situated sort of in the middle. And they were not going to have their children there for Thanksgiving. And mom, the mother, was really disappointed. And her husband said, well, let's just think about it. Don't worry about it. Let's just think about it. Maybe pray about it. So he called his son. And his son said, son, I hate to bring you this news on this Thanksgiving week, but your mother and I, we've just had it all that we can stand of one another, and so we are going to divorce. And his son said, Dad, what in the world are you talking about? He said, well, son, he said, we've been married like 50 years, and I've just had a stomach full. I can't take any more. We're going to be filing for divorce. Son said, Dad, please don't do that. He said, we'll work out something. I'm sure you can work out something. Dad said, no, our mind is made up. I'm sorry. I had to bring this to you Thanksgiving week. And so he then called the daughter and said, daughter, I hate to call you on Thanksgiving week and tell you this bad news, but your mother and I are divorcing. She's had all that she can stand of me. We don't get along anymore. We fuss all the time. Life is just not what it used to be, and we're going to get a divorce. The daughter became irate. She said, don't you dare do anything. I'm coming. She said, I will be there. And said, don't do a thing till I get there. Don't make any final decisions till I get there. She called the son, her brother, and said, listen, we've got to do something. Said, we've got to get there and try to straighten out some of the problems mom and dad are having. They're talking about getting a divorce. Son called his dad and said, Dad, don't worry about a thing. We'll work something out. We'll just don't do anything till my sister and I get there. The man hung up with a grin on his face. He went in and told his wife, he said, honey, don't worry about a thing. The kids are coming. And we don't have to pay for their travel. So that's the way it goes. Interesting. Are you ready for Thanksgiving? I have entitled my message this morning, Am I Thankful? Are you thankful this morning? Reminds me of the man who went to the butcher shop, forgot the turkey. His wife was expecting him to buy a turkey, and he forgot to, and it was past closing time. He got to the butcher shop and said, Oh, listen, don't please let me in. The guy was locking up. He said, Please let me in. I've got to get a turkey. My wife will kill me if I don't have a Thanksgiving turkey. The man said, Well, all right, come on in. And so the man went in and said, I want the biggest turkey that you have. The butcher said, Well, he said, we've been pretty busy this season. He said, I think I only have one or two left. And so he went in and got a turkey, and it was awful-looking turkey. Looked like he'd been on a starvation diet. And he came out, and he said, Well, this is the only one I've got. The guy said, That's an awful-looking turkey. Are you sure you checked everywhere? He said, Well, I've got one more in the freezer I can check in. So he took the turkey back and came out with the same turkey. He said, This is the only other one I have. I just happened to find it. And the guy said, Oh, he said, That's as bad looking as the first turkey. He said, That's not near big enough. He said, I'll take both of them. So the way it goes, I know it's bad. For all you first-time visitors, trust me, I'll try to keep that to a minimum. Am I thankful? Let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Father, we come to you this morning and we are thankful. We're thankful for grace. We're thankful for the free gift of eternal life. We thank you, Father, for your word, that it's true and that it's accurate. Father, we may not always get things just exactly as they should be, but Father, we thank you that you made salvation so simple and so plain that even I can understand it. Father, I thank you for the sureness of the gift of eternal life. Father, this morning I am truly, truly thankful. Father, we ask that you'd be with us during our time together. And Father, for those who may not be as thankful as they wish they could be because things just aren't right in their lives, we pray, Father, that you would renew within them an assurance, Father, that you're in control and not all things will work out for your honor and glory. And Father, we pray that you would impart within each one of us a thankful spirit this morning. Father, we ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen. Had read this morning Psalms 100. Today, as we look around us, we find that things are different than what they used to be. It'd be very easy for us to be unsettled, unthankful, for us to be unhappy even. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, we read, This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy. That's characteristics. As you look around in the world today, these are the exact characteristics that we find. And many times, we as God's children cannot help but to get wrapped up in some of these same negative, discouraging feelings concerning Thanksgiving and in the world as we live in it today. I'm here this morning, and I'm thankful. I'm thankful for that little boy sitting right over there. A great-grandson, Jacob. Jacob's a good boy. And that's his, I will say this, I won't say grandma, I'll say Mimi. Because my daughter does not necessarily relish the term grandma. But she's the grandma, and she's a proud grandma. This morning, I am glad and I'm thankful to have Jacob with us this morning. I'm glad also and I'm thankful for my family. The women all got together yesterday at our house in matching shirts, and they assaulted downtown Grand Saline, and they went in every store that was open that was giving something away, and they registered for it. I don't know how they came out, but they sure enjoyed themselves. And I was thankful as I looked around and I saw the good time that they had. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for their mother for putting up with me for 61 years. You see, I have a lot to be thankful for, although at all times I'm not always thankful as I should be. As I looked into my own history in my walk with the Lord, I found things that I was not thankful for in my life because I fell short what God would have me do. But I found other things that I was thankful for. And I can say this, I'm thankful for God's faithfulness where I was not always faithful. I'm thankful for my wife, my family, and I'm thankful this morning for God loving me. And as unlovable as I can be, I'm thankful that God loves me without reservation. We find in John chapter 3 one of the greatest verses. Most believers can recite that. That's all right, he's coming up here with me. Most people who know Christ can recite it. John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved. What is the quantity of God's love? It's so loving. He's so loved. I can't imagine that kind of love, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I'm thankful this morning for God's love. And in that love, he has provided a way for every one of us to spend eternity with him in his loving presence because of his love. He extends to all people his mercy, his grace. He extends to all people the free gift of eternal life. I'm thankful for that this morning. For God so loved. That's a loving God. I don't see how people can reject or turn their back on that gift that he so openly invites people to partake of. He's forgiven every one of our sins. He's paid for every one of our sins. And the discussion this morning in the Sunday school was, is there a difference? I can't see a whole lot of difference in forgiveness and payment. But we are completely without excuse in trusting Christ as our personal Savior because Christ paid for the sins of the whole world. The past, the future, the present sins of everyone in the whole world, Christ paid for. They're paid for. That debt has been met. I find within the Word of God, Galatians chapter 2, verse 16, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified, made perfect, just as if I'd never sinned. Those are my additions. That we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. I'm thankful this morning that Christ made that payment for me. I'll never have to face my sins. Christ removed them as far as the east is from the west, and he remembers them no more. Paid completely. Forgiven in total. I'm thankful. Philippians chapter 3, verse 9, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. I'm thankful that I will not stand before God in my own righteousness, but in the righteousness of Christ Himself. Even today, having forgiven, paid for, removed as far as the east is from the west, my Savior, Christ Himself, makes intercession for me on a moment-by-moment basis. I'm thankful for Christ and His love for me. I'm thankful this morning that I can say before you and before anyone who might ask, I know that I have eternal life. I'm thankful for that. We find in 1 John chapter 5, verse 13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, Jehovah Yahshua in the original, God who saves, who keeps, who defends. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Peter writes in his second epistle, verses 3 and 4 of chapter 1, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. I'm thankful this morning that that is the kind of God that I have a personal relationship with today. Paul wrote to Timothy in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1, whereunto I'm appointed a preacher, an apostle, a teacher of the Gentiles. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, he writes, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know who I have believed, and am persuaded that He's able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. I'm thankful today because God is able to guard all that I have entrusted to Him. It's safe and secure, and so am I. Even when things go wrong, even when we're attacked uncalled for, even when we suffer things that we wish we didn't have to go through, I'm thankful this morning that Christ is there making intercession for me. Paul writes to the church at Colossae in Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7, as ye have therefore received Christ the Lord, so walk ye in Him, rooted, built up in Him, established in the faith, as you've been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Are you thankful today? I'm thankful today. Are we thankful every day? We should be thankful every day because Christ has made our payment. The Holy Spirit, His Holy Spirit, indwells us. He's preserved His Word for us to profit by, to spend time in. I'm thankful for God's care of me. Are you thankful today? Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7, as ye therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, rooted, built up, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Have you ever been thankful for the responsibility that God has given each one of us? He'll be a faithful witness to those around us who may not know Christ as Savior. He should be. Have you ever attempted to do that? I know several people who don't, who haven't, who won't. They're missing out on some of God's greatest blessings in their lives. I'm thankful because God is able to guard all that I have entrusted to Him. He has entrusted me in return with the good news of salvation. Am I carrying out that responsibility that God has entrusted me with. I'm thankful today because I know God personally, on a personal basis. And I can go to Him, and I can share with Him the things that cause me heartache, and there have been some. I can be honest with God. I can be open with God, my Heavenly Father, because you see, He loves me as no one else loves me. He loves me completely. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that I know Him as my Heavenly Father. Today, do you know Him as your Heavenly Father? You could, you can, before you leave here this morning. We find many times life is tough. This old world, nothing is going to go right 100% of the time. In fact, sometimes we think that nothing is going right. Sometimes we're pretty close to being accurate in our lives. We find in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, in everything, can I say that again? In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Nothing comes our way, and I'm thankful that nothing comes our way except it receives God's stamp of approval for our good, for our benefit, for our growth, for our testimony. I'm thankful because God knows in detail what I'm experiencing. No matter how rough, no matter how private, no matter how agonizing it can be, I'm thankful because God knows in detail what I am experiencing. Paul wrote to the church in Rome, he said, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." We find in the Word of God precious promises. We find in the Word of God many times many things that we don't understand. We don't see how in the world they could ever happen or come about. But you know what? I'm thankful this morning because God cannot lie. God is truthful all of the time, every time, in every situation, in every circumstance. We can be thankful because God is a one who cannot lie. Paul wrote to a young man by the name of Titus in verse 2 of Titus, "In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began." How's your week been? How has your year been? How has your last 2 years been? How has your 401k done? How has price on the grocer's shelf done? How has the last midterm's election done? Are we happy? Are we content? Or are we somewhat worried and dismayed? This morning, I'm thankful because the peace of God is available to me and the peace of God is available to you. It's there for you to embrace, for me to embrace, for me to share with those that are going through difficult times. And there's many, many who are going through difficult times. But I'm thankful that I have the peace of God available to me. Paul wrote to the church in Colossae, in Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful." Be ye thankful. It's tough sometimes to give thanks when things aren't going well. But our encouragement and Christ's instruction, God's instruction to us today, is to be ye thankful. You see, nothing comes my way except it receives God's stamp of approval. I'm thankful today that I'm secure in Christ. God's word promises never to cast me out, never to lose me. His word promises to correct me when I'm wrong, when my life is not honoring and glorifying to Him. He lovingly, and I'm thankful, He lovingly chastises. That does not bring Him pleasure when we are in that situation in need of chastising. And I'm thankful that I have a loving God. I have a loving Heavenly Father who loves me so much that He will gently, lovingly correct and guide. I'm thankful. I'm secure in Christ. What about this thing of thanksgiving? Is it important for believers? Well, in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15, we read, "By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name." Praise. Is praise somewhat similar? Thanksgiving? Well, I think it is. In my mind, I can picture that through thankfulness erupts praise. It just spews over. It's like a volcano. With thanksgiving, we praise God for His goodness. The fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. That's praise. It may be in the form of verbal. It may be in the form of singing. It may be in the form of just an overflowing joy in our being. Thankfulness produces praise. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20, Paul writes and he says, "Giving thanks always." Boy, that's a toughie. Giving thanks always. But if you look in the Word of God, we find that that's exactly what Paul did. In some of the roughest, toughest times in his life, Paul gave thanks. "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." You see, God's love for us, it's unspeakable. It flows from Christ to us. It flows through His Holy Spirit to us. God's goodness. "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." So we find thanksgiving produces praise. Thanksgiving also produces joy. We find in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8, "Whom having not seen, ye love, in whom now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory." How's my joy today? I'm telling you, I'm thankful, but how's my joy? How's your joy? How's our joy today? Do we have the joy? Do we have the praise? Do we have the spontaneous eruption of those feelings of well-being as we look back over our lives and see how God has ministered to us as a loving Heavenly Father? This morning, I'm thankful. I trust you're thankful. I'm thankful for each one of you that are here this morning. I'm thankful for your faithfulness. I'm thankful for God's faithfulness. I'm thankful that we still here in America can gather together on Sunday morning and look into the Word of God and find encouragement, to find peace, find comfort, and to find salvation. This morning I would ask each one of you, are you sure you know that heaven's your home? All of your sins have been forgiven, been paid for, removed as far as the east is from the west, and all you have to do is just simply take God at His word. We find in Ephesians, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. All we have to do is just simply take God at His word and depend upon Christ's death as full and complete payment for our sin. And God's word tells us that He places us within His family as a dear child. Let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Heads bowed and eyes closed and nobody looking around. Have you ever thought about it? Have you ever thought about what it would take for you to get to heaven and for me to get to heaven? God's word tells us that for the wages of sin is death. That's what it takes to get to heaven. A death payment has to be made, and Christ made that death payment for every one of us this morning. If you're here and you've never trusted Christ before, you'd like to get that taken care of this morning, right there in the privacy of your own mind, heads bowed and eyes closed, nobody looking around. Just simply take God at His word and believe that Christ's death was sufficient payment to pay for everything you've ever done wrong, ever will do wrong, or currently are doing wrong. Christ paid for that by His death on the cross. He proved Himself to be the Son of God by rising from the dead, guaranteeing our salvation. And now, even today, He's on the right hand of God, making intercession for each one of us. If you're here this morning, you've never trusted Christ, but you'd like to, right there in the stillness of your own mind, knowing that God knows your thoughts and there's no way you can make a mistake, would you just silently to yourself maybe say something like this? Now listen, prayer doesn't save you. Faith saves you. But you might like to voice something like this to God. Just say, Lord, I don't have a lot of answers. In fact, I still have a lot of questions. But I believe Christ died for me, paid for all of my sins so that I don't have to. And right now, the best way I know how, I'm trusting Him and His death on the cross as full payment for my sin. Would you just do that if you've never done it before? Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Nobody's looking around. If you're here this morning and you're doing that, you know that. God knows that. I don't know that. I'd count it a privilege to pray for you in the weeks and to come. And so that's the reason I ask, if you're here this morning, in the best way you know how, I want you to do something for me. And it's just simply so I'll know who you are, so I can pray for you. I won't call you forward. I won't call you by name. I won't get with you after the service. But I'll remember to pray for you. If you're doing that, trusting Christ, the best way you know how, would you just slip up your hand and put it down again? Anybody? Slip up your hand, put it in. God bless you. I see your hand. Anybody else? Anybody else? Father, we do come to you this morning with grateful hearts. Father, that once again, people have come to know you as our personal Savior, not because of what we've said or what we've done, but Father, solely in the payment that Christ made for them upon the cross. Father, I ask you to minister to them. And Father, we pray that you'd open their eyes to the truths of the Scripture. Father, we'll give you the honor and glory. Father, we ask all these things in Christ's name. I'm thankful this morning for that one who's trusted Christ. In Psalms chapter 95, verse 1 and 2, we read, O come, let us sing to the Lord, let's make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. My wish for you is the best Thanksgiving you've ever experienced. May God bless you.
D8.